to Philippians.
请我们翻开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
We will read from verse 5 through verse 11.
我们从第五节读到第十一节。
I will read it first in English, and then my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先读一次英文，我的弟兄再读一次中文。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and granted him a name, that which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of heavenly and earthly and infernal, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to God the Father's glory.
第五节开始，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And will you please turn to Matthew?
我们翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Verses 29 and 30.
二十九、三十两节。
Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
May we have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一个简短的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你把我们早上聚在你的跟前。
As we think of Thy imminent return,
当我们想到你马上的回来。
Thou shalt still give us this opportunity to gather together before Thee.
你今天仍然给我们机会，叫我们能够在你跟前聚集。
It shows that how Thy heart desires that we be ready, prepared for Thyself.
就叫我们看到你的心意何等的渴望，我们能够预备好来迎接你的再来。
So, dear Lord, we do come together to offer ourselves to Thee.
主啊，我们再一次把我们自己完全的献给你。
We pray that Thou will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the full knowledge of God.
叫我们求你把智慧跟启示的灵赏给我们，叫我们能够真知道你。
We do confess that without thy Spirit's working,
我们承认若不是你的灵动工，
nothing can be done.
没有任何事能够成就。
But dear Lord, we offer ourselves to thee.
我们把自己献给亲爱的主。
And pray that thy Spirit will touch each and every one of us.
我们求你的灵摸着我们每一个人。
Do not allow anyone to be accepted.
不要我们不允许我们有任何一个人除例外。
That every one of us will be open to thy speaking.
叫我们每个人对你的话都是打开的。
And give us the spirit of revelation.
把启示的灵赏给我们。
That we may really see thee.And come to know thee.
我们真是能够看见你，也认识你。
Thou art our only salvation.
你是我们唯一的拯救。
And we give ourselves to thee this morning.
我们早上再把自己归给你。
Glorify thyself.
荣耀你自己。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
感谢神叫我们再一次聚在一起。
I always think that such gathering is the mercy of God.
我常常这样想，这样的聚集是神的怜悯。
What if our Lord Jesus should already return last night.
如果昨天晚上主已经回来的话，
I think we will all be weeping this morning.
可能早上我们都在这里哀哭。
But he loves us so much.
但是他那样的爱我们。
He does not want to see unprepared.
他不愿意看到我们没有预备好。
He wants every one of us to be ready for him.
他要我们每个人都预备好迎接他。
So whenever we have an opportunity to gather in this way,
所以我们每一次有这样聚在他跟前的时候，
we cannot but help to thank and praise the Lord.
我们不能够不感谢赞美我们的主。
That he is so gracious and merciful.
他是那样对我们有恩典有怜悯。
He does not want anyone to be left behind.
他不要我们任何一个人给掉下。
When he shall come, we will all be there.
当他来的时候，我们都在他面前。
Welcome him to come back.
来迎接，欢迎他的回来。
So thank God for this rare opportunity.
我们感谢神有这样的机会。
I suppose by now, everyone should know what our topic is.
我相信到现在大家都知道我们的主题。
Why are we here?
我们为什么在这里？
We are here to serve the Lord.
我们在这里要服侍主。
Not just a few called to serve God.
不单单是少数蒙召的侍奉主。
And the rest of us just to be served.
我们其余的人就接受服侍。
But thank God, it is His will that every one of us who are saved.
感谢主，我们每一个蒙拯救的。
Is supposed to serve God.
都应该服侍主。
Because it is the eternal will of God.
因为这是神永远的旨意。
That's the reason why God made man.
这也是神造人的目的。
Because God wanted to use the man he made.
神要用他造的人
to destroy his enemy.
去摧毁他的仇敌
and to bring all things to the feet of his beloved son.
把万有都带到他爱子的脚前
Now this morning we would like to review our human history.
今天我们要来这里温习人类的历史。
After God created man in his own image after his likeness.
当神照着他的形象跟样式造了人之后
He put man in the garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园里面。
It is a garden of pleasure.
这是满了喜悦的园子。
It is full of fruit trees.
那里满了果树。
And in the midst of the garden, God planted the tree of life.
在园子当中，神放了生命树。
And by its side, God planted the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树的旁边，神在那里设立了分别善恶树。
All these fruit trees are to be food to the body of man.
这些的果树都是叫人成为身体的食物。
But in the midst of the garden, he put the tree of life.
但是在园子当中，他放了生命树。
He hinted to man that this is a tree to eat.
他暗示给人说，这是你们要吃的。
But he leave the choice to man.
但他把一个选择权给人。
So by the side of the tree of life, he planted the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以在生命树的旁边，他栽了一棵知识善恶树。
There is nothing better except the tree of life than that tree of knowledge of good and evil.
除了生命树之外，没有比分别善恶树更美的。
Because the tree of knowledge of good and evil is food for the soul.
因为分别善恶树的果子是魂的食物。
But the tree of life is the fruit of the spirit.
生命树的果子乃是灵的食物。
God wants man to make his choice.
神要人在那里选择。
Because God does not make a robot.
因为神造的不是一些机器人。
He gives man a will just as he is the will.
他把一个意志给人，就好像他是有意志的神一样。
So he wants man to make the choice.
所以他要人来做选择。
Whether he will take the tree of life.
他选择生命树。
And let God be his God.
让神做他的神。
And in everything serve God's purpose.
在一切的事上都侍奉神的旨意。
Or whether he will be independent.
或者这些人是独立的。
And he will live by his own wisdom.
他们就靠着他自己的智慧而活。
Then God put man in the garden.
所以神把人放在园子当中。
But God does not want man to be at leisure.
但是神不愿意人在那里闲着没事。
Because when we are at leisure, there is temptation.
因为当我们闲散的时候，我们就遇到试探。
So he wants to be occupied.
所以他愿意我们能够在那里工作。
He gave man a command.
他给人一个命令。
To till and to guard.
你们在那里要修理看守。
That is to say, God wants man to improve what he has made.
所以他要人去改好他所创造的。
Make full use of what he has made.
就叫神所造的能够更有用。
And at the same time, to guard.
同时在那里看守。
Now you may wonder, why does God want man to guard?
我们就在那里稀奇，为什么神叫人在那里看守呢？
Because it is a garden without a wall.
因为这个园子是没有围墙的。
God want man to be that wall.
神要人成为那一个保护墙。
So when man was made, he had a duty to perform.
所以当人被造的时候，他有一个责任要尽。
It is not all right, but there are duties too.
在那里实在是有一个我们尽的本分。
God wants man to be the wall of that garden.
神要人做园子的围墙。
And you can imagine.What power man originally had.
你可以想象人本来是多么有能力的。
For a man to be the wall around a large garden.
像一个人能够成为这个这么大园子的围墙。
How diligent he must be.
他一定是那么有大能的。
How capable he must be.
他是那么有智慧能力的。
Now why a wall?
为什么要成为墙呢？
Why not a public garden?
为什么不是一个公开的园子呢？
That everyone can come in and enjoy.
就每个人都可以进来享受。
It is because God knows.
因为神知道。
Outside of the garden, there was the enemy.
在园子外面有仇敌。
The enemy of God was waiting to come in and swallow up man.
因为神的仇敌等机会要进来吞吃人。
Because he knows that man was created.
因为他知道人的被造。
To perform God's purpose.
是来完成神的旨意。
To destroy God's enemy.
是摧毁神的仇敌。
You know, for a grown-up man to beat a little child.
你知道如果是一个大人打一个小孩的话。
There is no glory.
那没有荣耀。
It is easy for us, for God to destroy his enemy.
对于神来讲摧毁他的仇敌是很容易的。
But,That doesn't give him any glory.
但这不能够带给他荣耀。
That's the reason why he created man.
这是为什么神造人。
A little lower than the angel.
比天使微小一点的人。
And he used that which is little lower than the angels to destroy the higher archangel.
他要用比天使微小一点人去击败天使长。
That is the glory of God.
这叫神得荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
When man was created,
当人被造的时候，
He was given so much grace.
他实在神给了他那么多的恩典。
But he was also given responsibility.
但同样神又把一个任务给他。
Unfortunately,
很可惜的。
Our forefather forgot, neglect to guard the garden.
我们的始祖他忽略了保护园子。
He allowed God's enemy to slip in.
他准许神的仇敌溜进来。
And we know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
How Eve was tempted by the tempter.
他如何的被那试探人的引诱。
Because she wasn't on her duty.
因为她在那里没有警醒。
He wandered around to the center of the garden.
她在园中走来走去。
And he saw this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为她看到分别善恶树的果子。
Do you think God will plant a bad tree in the Garden of Eden?
你相信神会造一棵坏的树在伊甸园里吗？
No.
不会。
All the trees in the garden are good.
在园中一切的果树都是好的。
So far as the tree of knowledge of good and evil is concerned, it is good.
对于分别善恶树的来讲，它是一棵好的树。
But if it's not without the life of Christ, of God,
但是如果没有神的生命的话，
then it can be terrible.
那就它就成为一个很可怕的树。
So God gave man a choice.
所以神让人选择。
And unfortunately, man chose the wrong one.
很可惜。人选错了。
They would rather be independent, they dependent only on themselves.
人情愿只靠自己。
And independent of God.
他们不愿意依靠神。
So man ate the wrong tree.
人选了错的那棵树。
That is to say, he has chosen his destiny.
也就是说他选择了他自己的 终点
Instead of being used of God to defeat God's enemy,
他没有让神用他来击败神的仇敌。
He joined the rank of God's enemy.
他参与了神仇敌的势力。
And that is the story of the beginning of man.
这是人一开始的历史。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
when we are born into this world,
当我们生进这个世界的时候,
we inherited Adam's life.
我们在那里承受了亚当的生命。
And therefore, our very life is sinful.
所以我们的罪, 我们的生命是有罪的。
And that explains our past life.
这就是解释了我们过去的一生。
But did God give up man?
但是神放弃人了吗？
No.
没有。
He still wanted man to be in his service.
他仍然愿意人服侍他。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is where we find the Lord, the Word became flesh.
我们就看到道成了肉身。
Thank God, instead of forfeiting man,
感谢神, 他没有放弃人。
Rather, he came to save and to deliver man.
反而他来拯救，来寻找人。
God still wants to use man.
神仍然要用人。
That's the reason why he sent his only begotten son to be a man.
这是为什么神差他的独生爱子成为一个人。
Now,If you read Philippians chapter 2,
如果你读腓立比书第二章的话,
it gave us a very brief description of incarnation.
在那里给我们看到一个很简单的道成肉身的事实。
It told us that he was equal with God.
这里说他与神是同等的。
And it's not something to be robbed at.
他在那里不与神同等为强夺。
Now, of course, this has a reference to Lucifer.
当然，这个跟路西佛有关。
Lucifer, the archangel, was not equal with God.
路西佛那个天使长，他不是与神同等的。
He was only a created archangel.
他只是一个被造的天使长。
But he wanted.To have the place equal with God.
但他要与神同等。
Now who is equal with God?
为什么谁是与神同等的呢？
Only his beloved son,
只有他的爱子。
He and his beloved Son are one in the Spirit.
因为在灵里面父与他的爱子原为一。
Whatever belongs to God the Father belongs to the Son.
一切属于父的也属于子。
Colossians tell us.
哥罗西书告诉我们。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him bodily.
神一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在爱子的里面。
Whatever you can think of God.
你一切能有是想到是神的。
There you find his son share everything.
你就发现他的儿子也拥有这一切。
So all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
神一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督里。
You can think of his glory.
你可以想到他的荣耀。
You can think of his honor.
你看到他的尊贵。
You cannot even fathom his love.
你实在不能够测透他的爱。
And yet,He emptied himself.
他竟然倒空他自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What is it to empty yourself?
什么叫做反倒虚己
？If we want to empty ourselves,
如果我们要倒空我们自己
，Now what is within you that can be emptied?
你里面有什么东西能够被倒空的呢
？We have nothing to be emptied.
But our sins. 我们除了罪以外，我们没有什么在我们里面。
And yet, our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the fullness of God.
我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子，神一切的丰满。
We cannot fathom.
我们实在不能够领会。
And yet, here is the Son of God.
在这里，我们看到神的儿子。
Equal with God,
与神同等的
and not to be grasped at,
却不与神同等为强夺。
Not only he does not grasp it,
不单单他不与神同等为强夺
but he emptied it,
反倒虚己。
In other words,
换句话说
he emptied all the glory and honor associated with his deity.
他把他神性里面一切的尊贵荣耀都倒空。
He forfeited all the glory as God.
他放弃了神的荣耀。
And after emptied himself,
当他倒空自己以后。
Now, of course, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，我们当然应该知道。
We have to know he cannot empty his deity.
我们知道他不能够倒空他的神性。
Because that's what he is.
因为那是他是的。
But he emptied all the glory and honor associated with deity.
他在他神性里面一切的尊贵跟荣耀他都倒空了。
And he took the form of a slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This is what God originally want with man.
这是神本来要人的有的光景。
Man is to be God's slave.
人要成为神的奴仆。
Man is supposed to serve God.
人应该侍奉神。
That is the meaning of man.
这是人生的意义。
But unfortunately, man rebelled against God.
但是很可惜，人背叛了神。
Man want to be themselves.
人要自己做主。
And instead of being themselves, they fall into the enemy's hand.
他们以为可以自己做主，却落在仇敌的手中。
But our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣
He took up the form of a born slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He came to this world as a slave of God.
他来到地上做神的奴仆。
That is what man originally is meant to be.
这是神造人的时候本来对人的意思。
He did not come just for himself.
他来不是为了自己。
He came for fulfilling the purpose of God.
他来为了完成神的旨意。
So inwardly, he has the image of a bond slave.
在里面他有奴仆的形象。
Outwardly, he took the fashion of a man.
外面他成为一个人的样式。
Our Lord Jesus, when he came to become a man,
当我们的主来成为一个人的时候，
He is man in all its full meaning.
他在那里就把人的意义发表出来。
He submitted himself to his heavenly Father.
他降服在他父的底下。
Now if you study the four Gospels,
如果你读四福音的时候，
you find again and again he said, I cannot do anything by myself.
他一再地说，我靠着自己什么都不能做。
Actually, he can do lots of things.
我实话，我什么都不能做。
But he said, I cannot do anything.
他其实是可以做，但他说我不能靠自己，不能做什么。
Whatever I do, it is because I've seen my Father has done it.
我看到我父做工，我才做工。
I cannot say anything by myself.
我自己凭着自己不能说什么。
I say it because my Father has said it.
我这样说是因为我的父这样说。
My time is not my own.
我的时间是不方便的。
You remember his earthly brethren challenged him.
你知道他属地的兄弟在那里对他挑战。
If you want to be famous, do hide in the village.
如果你真是要出名的话，你不要藏在乡下。
You should go to Jerusalem during the feast time.
你应该在过节期的时候上耶路撒冷。
Then you will be known by men.
人就会都知道你。
But our Lord Jesus answered.
我们的主回答说，
Your time is always ready.
你们的时间是方便的。
But my time has not yet come.
但是我的时间还没有到。
In other words, he's waiting for his father's command.
换一句话说，他在等候父的命令。
Think of that.
想一想，
a man, a perfect man,
一个完美的人，
who has his own will,
他有自己的旨意，
and yet he denied his own will completely,
但是他完全放下他自己的意志，
he can do many things by himself,
他自己可以做任何的事情，
but he refused to do anything without his father's command.
但是他拒绝自己任意而行，除非有父的旨意。
His whole life is for his father.
他的一生完全为了他的天父。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what man is created to be.
神造人是要得着这样的人。
And no wonder, three times we find the heavens open.
难怪我们看到天三次的向他打开。
And the Father said,
父说，
This is my beloved Son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we look at the life of our Lord Jesus,
当我们看到我们主的一生，
and then when one day,He took three disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration.
有一天他带着三个门徒到变化山上。
And the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
And there he was transformed.
在那里他变相了。
His clothes was whiter than snow.
他身的衣服洁白如雪。
And then you find Moses and Elijah came to talk with him.
你看到摩西跟以利亚与他在那里说话。
And they were talking about his exit.
当你讲到他离世的事情。
You know, his entrance is the word became flesh.
你知道他降世是道成肉身。
And now he had lived for about 30 some years.
他在地上活过三十多年。
He lived such a perfect life.
他活的是那样的完美完全。
He lived the life of a man as man is meant to be.
他活出一个人应该有的样式。
And now, Moses and Elijah came to talk with him about his exit.
现在摩西跟以利亚跟他谈到他要离世的事情。
How is he going to leave this world?
他是要如何离开这个世界？
By every right, he can leave this world and go back to his father.
他有权利可以离开世界，回到父那里去。
But our Lord Jesus didn't go back.From the mountain of transfiguration.
但是我们的主没有从变化山就回到天上去。
If he should,
如果他这样做的话，
there will be only one man in heaven.
那天上就只有一个人。
And there is no hope for any other man.
对于其他的人，我们就没有盼望。
Because he is righteous, and we.
因为他是公义的，我们是不义的。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Instead of going back from the Mount of Transfiguration,
他没有从变化山上回到天去。
His exit is to go down from the mountain, go to Jerusalem, and there be crucified.
他离世乃是。下了山回到耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
He was crucified not for himself.
他钉十字架不是为了他自己。
Outwardly, he was rejected by the Jews and the Gentiles.
外面来看，犹太人、外邦人拒绝他。
But actually, he went to the cross.For man's sake.
其实他上十字架是为了人。
Because God put all our sins upon his body.
因为神把一切人的罪都加在他身上。
And there on the cross, he bore the sins of the world.
他在十字架上背负了全世世人的罪。
He was offered up.As a lamb of God.
他献上成为神的羔羊。
And because of this, there is hope with every one of us.
因着这样的原因，我们就有了盼望。
Because he has borne our sins in his own body.
因为他背负了我们的罪。
And there is forgiveness for sin.
在那里就有了对罪的赦免。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what God has done for man.
这是神为人做的。
He sent his son to the world as a man.
他差他的儿子到世上成为一个人。
And as a man, he is to deliver mankind.
作为一个人，他要拯救全人类。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
by the grace of God,
因着神的恩典,
we have believed in him.
我们信他,
and we are now belong to God.
我们现在属于神。
But do you know, what is the meaning of man?
你知道人生的意义是什么呢?
Does God save us?Just for ourselves.
神救我们就是为了我们自己吗？
But just like someone said,
好像有人说，
If my two leg All in heaven, I am satisfied.
如果我的两只脚能够挤进天堂呢，我就满意了。
The brothers and sisters, this is not what man is supposed to be.
弟兄姊妹，这不是人应该有的。
We are all saved because He wants to save us to the uttermost.
我们被拯救，因为他要彻底的救我们。
He wants to restore us to God's original idea about man.
他要把我们恢复到神起初在人身上的旨意。
He wants us to be used by Him to defeat His enemy.
他要用我们来击败神的仇敌。
To bring all things to the feet of His beloved Son.
把万有带到基督的脚前。
Now how is it to be done?
怎么能完成呢？
We remember in Matthew chapter 11.
我们记得在马太十一章的里面。
The Lord Jesus called us to be yoked with Him.
主耶稣呼召我们来负他的轭。
Now today with the young people, probably you do not understand much about yoking.
今天年轻人可能你们不懂什么叫做负轭。
But back in China, we find that when the farmers worked,
在中国我们看到这个农夫在工作。
They still use animal to till the ground.
他们仍然用这些动物呢来犁田。
And here is a trained animal.
这里是一个给训练过的畜生。
An animal that has his will broken.
这个畜生他的意志已经给破碎了。
In other words, he is listening to the farmer.
也就是说他听农夫的话。
And what the farmer will do to train a new animal.
一个农夫怎么训练这个新的没有训练过的牲畜呢？
He will yoke that untrained animal to a trained animal.
他就叫一个没有受过训练的跟受过训练的牛来一起。
He will put the yoke upon both of them.
他把这个轭放在他们两个人的颈项上。
And as he was plowing,
当在那里犁田的时候，
the trained animal will listen to the direction of the farmer.
这个受过训练的就听农夫的命令。
So he will follow the farmer's direction and plow straight.
所以他就根据农夫的命令，在那里一个直一直的在那个犁田。
But an untrained animal.
但是这个没有受过训练的牲畜。
Whenever he sees something that interests him.
他看到有什么有趣的东西。
He will turn in that direction.
他就转到那个方向去。
And try to make the plow.Zigzagging.
就把这个犁田呢弄得弯弯曲曲的。
But being yoked with a trained animal.
但因着在与这个受训练的一同负轭。
The trained animal is stronger.
这个受过训练的比较强壮。
So he has to follow the trained animal.
所以他要跟随受过训练的这个牲口。
And gradually he learned to obey the farmer.
渐渐他就学会嘛要服从农夫的命令。
Now maybe in the beginning when he disobeyed.
刚一开始他在那里不听话的时候。
You find that the farmer will use the gourd to touch his leg.
所以你就发现那个农夫就用那个杖跟刺碰一下他的腿。
The gourd is a rod with a sharp end.
你知道那个杖上面有一个很尖的刺。
So the farmer will use the gourd and touch the leg of the animal.
所以这个农夫又用那个刺刺一下这个牲口的腿。
Of course he does not want to hurt the animal.
当然他不要伤害他的牲口。
He just wants to remind the animal that he has a master.
他要告诉这个牲口你有一个主人啊。
But the animal did not understand.
但是这个牛牲口他不明白。
And he would come kick back.
他在那里又踢过去。
And he would be hurt.
那他就更痛了。
And after a number of times, he learned the lesson.
他痛了几次就学了功课。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is what we are.
这就是我们的光景。
You know, after we are saved,
当我们得救之后,
God yoke us together with Christ.
神叫我们与基督一同负轭。
Now, how do you explain that?
你我们怎么解释呢?
I think you have to go back to the very beginning.
我们要回到起初。
You know, when you are saved,
当你刚蒙恩的时候
，What do you appreciate most？
你最欣赏你最喜欢的是什么呢
？Probably you appreciate it most of your sins being forgiven。
你最感谢神的就是你的罪得了赦免。
That's what happened to me。
这是我的经历。
No, even though at that time I was just a young man。
那个时候我只不过是一个年轻人。
I was only 15 years old.
我只是15岁。
But for a whole year,
一年之久
I have been bothered by my sins.
我最困扰我。
Nobody talked to me directly.
没有人直接跟我讲。
But the Holy Spirit began to touch me.
圣灵在那里感动我。
And for a whole year,I was under the burden of sin.
一年之久，我被罪压住。
Actually, I was a good student.
我其实是一个很好的学生。
I was not only friendly with my schoolmates, but even with the servants.
我不单单对我的同学很好，对校工都很好。
And people would look at me as a good Christian.
别人看我是一个好的基督徒。
But I knew better.
但我自己晓得。
Sometimes I would sit there and weeping.
我有的时候坐在那里流泪。
Because I was thinking of my sin.
我在那里想到我的罪。
Who can deliver me?
谁能够救我呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
by the grace of God,
因着神的恩典,
one summer vacation,
一个暑假,
I went to a conference.
我去了一个特会。
The reason why I went there was I wanted to be saved.
我去这个特会因为我要得救。
So I went there.
所以我去了。
I listened to the messages.
我听这些的信息。
And unfortunately, what the preacher preached, I already knew.
哦，很可惜的，他讲的我都知道了。
So I was not touched at all.
所以我没有受感动。
A few days passed.
哦，几天已经过去了。
I saw people went to the altar and got saved.
我看到许多人跑到讲台前面，得救了。
But I was still unsaved.
我还没有得救。
So one morning I was in my own room.
一天早上我自己在房间里面。
I do not know whether I was praying or talking to myself.
我也不知道我是在祷告呢，还是自言自语。
I say, why is it other people got saved very easily?
我就说为什么那些人那么容易就得救呢？
And it is so hard for me.
对我来讲，却是那么难才得救啊。
Then I think.
那我就想。
Probably I'm gospel hardened.
我可能是对福音硬了心。
Because I knew the gospel too well.
因为我对于福音太了解了。
I can't even preach.
我都会传福音的。
So I think maybe that's the reason.
我想这个可能就是原因。
So I told God.
所以我就对神讲。
I said, if you want to save me, save me now.
我说如果你要救我就现在。
Now if you don't save me now, goodbye.
如果你不救我的话咱们再见。
I was desperate.
我是那样的迫切。
That afternoon.
那天下午。
I went to the meeting.
我参加聚会。
I heard a young man graduated from Asbury College from America.
我听到一个很年轻从美国刚刚大学毕业的在那里传道。
And he preached well, John 3:16.
他在那里传约翰三章十六节。
Now I knew that verse so well.
啊，我对于这一节圣经非常的了解。
So, whatever he say, I knew already.
他讲什么我就知道了。
Nothing touched me.
没有任何的话能够感动我。
And after he finished preaching,
当他讲完以后
，he called everybody to kneel down and pray.
他叫每个人都跪下来祷告。
So I kneeled down.
所以我也跪下。
And a black pastor came and knelt by me.
有一个黑人的牧师跪在我旁边。
You know what he did to me?
你知道他，对我做过什么呢
？All he did was to persuade me to go to the altar.
他在那里一直要说服我跑到讲台那里去。
I thought I have been there a number of times.
其实我已经去过好几次了。
What's the use of going there again?
去那里有什么用呢
？But out of courtesy.
哦，因为啊，为了客气的缘故。
I said, okay, I will go to the front.
我说我也到前面去吧。
So again, I went to the altar.
所以我就跑到讲台前面。
I knelt there.
我也跪下来。
I started to pray.
我就开始祷告。
I cry.
我流泪。
But nothing happened.
但是里面没有什么事情发生。
And the meeting was over.
聚会就结束了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
As I was walking out.
当我走出来的时候。
There were hundreds of people there.
那么有几百人啊。
As I was walking out.
当我走出来的时候。
A Chinese pastor.
一个中国的牧师。
If I tell you his name, I think probably some of you know him.
如果我提起他的名字，你们有些人是知道的。纪志文。
He evidently was noticing me.
他在那里注意我。
So he stopped me.
所以他看到我。
And he point blankly asked me a question.
他直接地问我一句话。
He said,
他说
Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？I think probably he thought I was.
他以为我应该得救啊。
Now I had to be honest.
我要对他诚实。
So I told him I hope to be saved.
我说我希望得救。
And he knew something was wrong.
他知道有问题了。
So he stopped me.
所以他就叫我停下来。
Everybody left.
大家都走了。
We two alone were in that big hall.
只是我们两个人在这个大会厅里面。
And he asked me a question.
他问我一个问题。
Do you believe the Bible is the word of God?
你信圣经是神的话吗
？I say I do.
我说我信。
From my childhood.
从小我就信。
He said, All right.
好。
Turn to 1 John.
打开约翰一书。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节
And he said you read it
他说你读吧
Instead of used the word if we He said put your name in it
那把我们改作你的名字
So I just follow his direction
所以我就听他的吩咐
I read that verse with my name in it
我用把我的名字带进去来读这一节圣经。
If so and so confess his sin,
如果某某人若认自己的罪
，God is faithful and righteous.
神是信实的，是公义的。
To forgive his sins and all his unrighteousness.
必赦免我的罪，洗净我一切的不义。
He asked me to read it twice.
他叫我读两次。
And he said, "Let's pray."
说我们祷告。
So we knelt down.
所以我们就跪下。
Now I knew how to pray.
我会祷告的。
So I started to pray.
我就开始祷告了。
I started to confess my sin.
我就在那里认我的罪。
And I told the Lord.
我对主说。
There are many sins I committed I have forgotten.
有很多罪我犯的我已经忘记了。
But you knew it all.
但是你都知道。
Now I have done my part.
现在我做了我该做的。
I'm waiting for you.
我等你来，我看你了啊。
Now it's your turn.
现在是轮到你了。
Will you keep your word?
你是不是 遵守你的话呢？
And strangely,
很特别的。
Somehow, I just believe from the bottom of my heart.
在我心的深处，我有这样的相信。
I believe he has heard.
我相信他听到了。
And suddenly, that burden of sin fell away.
突然之间，罪的担子就都放下了。
So I stood up.
我站起来。
And he asked me.
他问我。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
I say I am.
我说我得救了。
He said, How do you know?
他说他问我怎么知道你得救。
I say because there is such peace in my heart.
因为在我心中有那种的平安。
He shook his head.
他摇摇头。
And at that very moment,
在那一刻，
God gave me the word.
神把他的话给我。
I told him.
我告诉他。
I know I am saved.
我知道我得救了。
Because God says so.
因为神是这样说的。
He said, that's right.
这就对了。
Your emotion may change.
你的情绪会改变。
But God's word never changes.
神的话永远不改变。
He is very wise in leading people.
他是那样的有智慧来引导人。
And he said, you go out.
他说你出去吧。
Tell someone what the Lord has done to your life.
告诉一个人神在你身上所做的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I remember very vividly.
我是那样活生生的记得。
I went into my room.
我回到我的房间。
Open up my Bible.
打开我的圣经。
To 2 Peter chapter 1.
来到彼得后书第一章。
And I said, as I read it,
当我在那里读的时候，
I felt it is my Father who is speaking to me.
我感觉到是我的父向我说话。
It is so intimate.
那样的亲密。
And praise God.
感谢神。
It is now from 1930 to present.
从1930年到今天。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When you got saved.
当你得救的时候。
What God has done for you.
神为你所做成的。
We can hardly believe how much God has done for us.
我们实在不能够明白透神为你做了多少。
He has not only forgiven all our sins.
他不单单赦免了我们一切的罪。
Though our sins are as scarlet,
我们的罪像朱红。
They shall be as white as snow.
他洗净我们白如雪。
But more than that,
不单这样。
There is something very positive.
在里面还有一些很正面的。
When you are saved,
当你得救的时候，
your dead spirit is renewed into new life.
你那死去的灵给更新过来，得了新的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God has made man with spirit, soul, and body.
神造人有灵魂体。
Our body.Is to contact the world around us.
我们的身体是与周围的世界接触。
Our soul is to express ourselves.
我们的魂在那里发表我们自己。
And our spirit is supposed to fellowship with God.
我们的灵乃是与神交通的。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
And only spirit can communicate.With God the Spirit.
因为只有灵才能够是灵的神相交。
And you know when you are saved.
你知道当你得救的时候。
Why is it that your contact with God was made?
为什么你能够与神接触到呢?
Because your spirit was renewed into life.
因为你的灵更新活过来。
Your spirit was dead in sin.
你的灵本来在罪里边死了。
But now your sins are forgiven.
如今你的罪得着赦免。
And God has given you a new spirit.
神就把一个新的灵给了你。
And that's the reason why you can cry out, Abba Father.
这是为什么你能够呼喊神做阿爸父。
But more than that,
不单这样。
When you are saved,
当你得救的时候
you know Christ Jesus came into your spirit.
你知道耶稣基督进到你的灵里面。
He came in by God's Spirit.
他借着神的灵进到你里面。
And he became the life of your spirit.
他就成为你灵里面的光。
As yourself is the life of the soul.
你就你的灵乃是你生命的光
，yourself，
你的自己
，is the life of your soul，
是你魂的生命
，but Christ is the life of your spirit，
基督乃是你灵里面的生命
，and not only that，
不单只这样
，the Holy Spirit，
圣灵
，also came into your new spirit。
也进到你的灵里
and dwell there.
住在那里
Now why is it?
为什么这样
What is the Holy Spirit doing in you?
圣灵在你里面做什么呢
Because he is there to see that the life of Christ will grow in you.
因为他在你的灵里面愿意基督的生命在里面成长
Whatever is not of Christ,
一切不是出于基督的
He will gradually, continually dealt with.
他在那里不断的、一直的来把那些对付掉
So that you will bring all things in your life to the feet of Jesus.
所以你就把你整个的人生带到基督的脚前
That is the work of the indwelt Holy Spirit.
这是内住圣灵的工作
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
After you are saved,
当你得救之后
You may frequent certain places all of the time
你可能去一些你经常去的地方
But after you are saved
但是当你得救之后
Is there a difference?
你在那里发现有一些不同
Nobody told you where to go
没有人告诉你应该去这里不去那里
But when you are going to where you shouldn't go,
当你去了一些你不该去的地方
there is the still small voice within you.
在你里面就有那微小的声音
The Holy Spirit is talking to you.
圣灵在你里面说话
If you are quiet enough,
如果你能够安静在他的跟前
you will hear him.
你会听到他的声音
And he will say,
他在那里告诉你
Do you think it's right for a Christian?To frequent such a place.
你他就提醒你基督徒去这些地方合宜吗
Gradually, he will do his work in you.
渐渐的他在你里面就做成他的工
This is yoking with Christ.
这是与基督负轭
He is meek and lowly in spirit.
他灵里柔和谦卑。
And only when you listen to the voice of the indwelt spirit,
当你在那里听内住圣灵的声音的时候
then you'll be saved to the uttermost.
你就能够彻底的蒙拯救。
Maybe it will help some young people if I use my own illustration.
我可能讲一点我自己来帮助的事来帮助年轻人。
It is about the matter of baptism.
就是讲到受浸的事情。
You know, when I was a baby, my father baptized me.
你知道当我是婴孩的时候我父亲已经给我施洗了。
So after I was saved,
所以当我得救之后
some people began to tell me,You need to be baptized by immersion.
有人就告诉我你要在水里面受浸。
I say no.
我说
I have already been baptized.
我已经受洗了。
I cannot be baptized again.
我不能够再受洗啊。
Because when my father sprinkle the water on my head.
因为当我的父亲在我的头上施点水礼的时候，
He did it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他是奉父子圣灵的名给我施洗的。
So I cannot blaspheme the name of God.
所以我不能够妄称神的名。
So whoever talked to me, I argued.
所以有人跟我讲，我就跟他辩论。
And until everybody gave me up.
最后大家都放弃了。
But it was at that time.
就是在那个时候。
I was visiting my friend.
我去看望我一个朋友。
And he lived next door to Washburn Lee.
他住在尼弟兄的隔壁。
So when he mentioned that again to me.
他再跟我提起这件事。
I argued again with him.
我就再跟他辩论。
So he gave me up.
所以他也放弃了。
He said, I'm hopeless.
他说他没得救了。
I was sitting there.
我坐在那里。
And I was praying.
我祷告。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
I know baptism is by immersion.
我知道应该在水里受浸。
That's the right thing to do.
这是应该做的。
But it is not convenient for me.
但对我来讲现在不是时候啊。
Because I love my father.
我爱我的父亲。
I do not want to offend him.
我不愿意得罪他。
Now he is a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
So I told the Lord.
我对主说。
I promise you.
我答应你。
After I had grown up.
当我长大以后。
And independent.
当我独立之后。
I will be baptized by immersion.
我就会在水中受浸。
Is that reasonable?
很合理嘛。
Suddenly,
突然之间，
I heard a voice.
我听到一个声音。
I literally heard a voice.
我真的听到了这个声音。
He that loves his father and mother, brother and sister, wife, and even his own life is not worthy of me.
凡爱父母兄弟姐妹过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
That broke me down.
那就我就垮了。
I wanted to be a disciple of Christ.
我要做基督的门徒。
So I told the Lord.
我对主说。
All right, I'll do it.
好，我愿意。
So I went down quietly.Go to the next door and knock it.
我就下楼到隔壁敲门。
And Brother Lee came and opened the door.
尼弟兄来开门。
He said, what do you want?
他说你要什么？
I said, I want to be baptized.
说我要受浸。
He said, did your father know?
他说你父亲知道吗？
Because he knew my father.
因为他认识我父亲。
I said no.
我说他不知道。
But the Lord told me to do that.
但是主要我做。
So I was baptized the next day.
所以我第二天就受浸了。
I did not let my father know for about a year.
我没有告诉我父亲有一年之久。
Until one day.
有一天。
I had to tell him.
我一定要告诉他了。
So I told my father about it.
我就告诉我父亲啊，我做过的。
And that hurt him very much.
实在很伤他的心。
Not because I was baptized by immersion.
不是因着我受浸。
Because I didn't trust him.
因为我没有完全信任他。
He said,
他说
if you want to be baptized by immersion,
如果你
I will do it for you.
你真是要受浸的话，我会给你施浸。
But you did not trust me.
但你不信任我。
And that hurt my father.
那实在伤了他的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you are yoked with Christ,
当你负主的轭的时候，
and when that stick touch you,
当那根刺碰到你的时候，
you will feel a little hurt.
你觉得有一点的痛。
But you don't know the joy afterwards.
但是你不了解后来的喜乐。
The joy of obeying God.
在
主里面的喜乐。
It is the greatest pleasure in the world.
顺服主的喜乐乃是最大的满足。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the way that the Lord will bring everything in your life to the feet of Jesus.
这是神要把万有带到基督脚下的路。
The greatest service that we can perform.
我们在主面前能够尽的最大的侍奉
is obey the voice of the indwelt Holy Spirit.
乃是顺服内住圣灵的声音。
Because he is the one who see to it that everything in your life will be brought to the feet of Jesus.
因为他要得到的乃是万有都给带伏在基督的脚前。
This is fulfilling God's original purpose.
这是完成神起初的旨意。
Do not think of doing big and great things.
不要以为要做什么大的事情。
It is in these little things that you can prove your faithfulness.
就是在这些小事上来证明你对神的忠心。
Now finally, I want to relate to you a true story.
最后我要讲一件真实的故事。
I knew a person.
我认识一个人。
He was a noble.
他是一个贵族。
And she was alone.
他是一个人去。
He inherited all the properties of his parents and her husband.
这位姊妹她从她的丈夫过去死去的丈夫得到极大的遗产。
And he was alone.
这个姊妹是一个人单身。
She lived in Italy.
她本来住在意大利。
She had a marble palace there.
她在那里有一个大理石的别墅。
But she was a Christian.
她是一个信主的。
But she found life is meaningless.
但是她觉得生命没有意义。
Every year, she will go back to England.
她每年她都回到英国。
To attend the famous Keswick Convention.
去那里参加很出名的开西特会。
And one year she went back to England.
有一年她回英国的时候。
And she attended the Swanwick Convention.
她在那里参加了这个特会。
And that is Mrs. Penlewis convention.
就是在宾律师母在那里主讲的特会。
And there he heard a young man preaching.
他在那里听到一个年轻人讲道。
And the young man was preaching on the eternal purpose of God.
这个年轻的弟兄在那里讲到神永远的旨意。
She was deeply touched.
他里面实在受我极大的感动。
She began to see life is meaningful.
他就在那里发现人生有意义了。
And she became a lifelong supporter of Brother Austin Sparks.
她就一生在那里支持史百克弟兄的执事。
And it was the eternal purpose of God that changed her whole life.
神永远的旨意就改变了她的一生。
It was during the wartime.
那是世界大战的时候。
I fled from Singapore.
我从新加坡逃难。
And I fled to India.
就逃到印度去了。
And there, she received me to her home.
她在那里接待我在她的家中。
And she told me.
她对我说。
My all belongs to God.
我的一切属于神的。
Whatever the Lord wants, that's his.
神要我做的就是我要做的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This eternal life, eternal purpose of God is the purpose of our life.
神永远的旨意乃是我们人生的意义。
What is life worth for?
我们人生的意义是什么呢？
If it's not serving the purpose of God,
乃是侍奉神的旨意。
No matter what you have done on this earth,
不管你在地上做什么事情，
There is nothing that can be compared to serve God's eternal purpose.
没有任何事情能与侍奉神永远的旨意相比。
Because this is what man is created for.
因为神造人就是为了这个目的。
If you miss it, you miss the very meaning of life.
如果你没有达到，你就失去了人生的意义。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Do not look for doing some big and great things.
不要以为你能够做一些伟大的事业。
Just yoke with Christ.
只需要与主一同负轭。
And let the Spirit of God teach you.
让圣灵教导我们。
And He will help you to fulfill God's eternal purpose in your life.
他就在你生命里面帮助你完成神永远的旨意。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
We want to thank thee because thou did not want us to waste our life.
我们感谢你，你不叫我们荒废我们的人生。
Thou hast told us that we need to live for thy eternal purpose.
你告诉我们，我们要为了你那永远的旨意而活。
We need to bring everything in connection with us to the feet of our Lord Jesus.
我们要把万有带到你自己的脚前。
In order to fulfill the meaning of man,
然后才能够达到人生的意义。
Oh dear Lord, will you not apprehend each and every one of us?
求你得着我们每一个人。
No one is too old nor too young to really live a life for thy eternal purpose.
我们不论年轻的年长的，我们都要为了神的旨意而活。
Here we are, Lord.
主啊，我们都在这里。
We give ourselves over to you.
我们把我们自己献给你。
May thy spirit work in each and every one of us.
你的灵在我们每个人的里面做工。
Until thy purpose is realized.
直到你的旨意能够成就。
May all glory be unto thee.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.